This is NPR.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A heat wave is settling over Middle Tennessee this week. Temperatures are expected to hit at least 90 degrees each day, while humidity will push heat index values into the triple digits. In Nashville, the summer has been cooler than in recent years, but will likely rank among the top 20 warmest on record. However, the city's spring was the warmest on record, and the past 6 months in Nashville also topped the list for the warmest March through August on the books. This Sunday, Nashville churches mourned the loss of Dolly Parton, praising her as an example of how to live a Christian life. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports from a church holding communion in Dolly's honor. In East Nashville, a historic church has been decked in pink flowers, the altar draped in a quilt of many colors to celebrate Dolly Parton's life as an artist, a philanthropist, and as a Christian.
Her faith informed everything that she did.
That's Pastor Liza Hawkins of Riverside Commons, a ministry of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
She woke up every morning and prayed that God would guide her and lead her, and we as Tennesseans have seen all of the things that God guided her and led her to do.
As part of the church's Dolly Communion, worshipers make clothespin butterflies.
Fold it, put the accordion or pinch it together.
Pastor Hawkins says butterflies are also a symbol in Christianity.
And that was a lot of what Dolly loved about, you know, butterflies are a symbol for resurrection and also a symbol for the Holy Spirit.
As part of her readings, Hawkins reads from a children's book's rendition of Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors.
Now I know we had no money, but I was as rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me.
And Hawkins leaves her church with a lesson from Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. She cites one of the song's most famous lines, showing how it echoes the Apostle Paul's words in the Bible.
Above all this, I wish you love. These three things remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
And when it's time to take up the collection, Hawkins passes around a pink